Cinco de Mayo, if you don't know, is more than just a day for drinking margaritas, although that's never a bad idea. It really came about because of this. In Mexico, the Spanish for 5th of May is an annual celebration. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla. And on the phone now is Cheryl Vargas, who is going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with us in a very artistic way. How are you, Cheryl?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay. Thank you. I'm ready for Cinco de Mayo. I'm always ready for Cinco de Mayo. Even in December, I'm ready for Cinco de Mayo. Because I associate the holiday with a big celebration and also with a big margarita. But you say, no, 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 no. You can paint your way and also sip your way through Cinco de Mayo. The event is called Paint and Sip. Tell us a little about it.
Well, yeah, it's a paint and sip event in Oak Park at Oak Park Brewing Company on Wednesday, May 5th at 7 p.m. And yes, we're all getting together to do some painting of the artist, Frida Kahlo, and we're going to be sipping some sangria and some cerveza.
So you're going to have beer and sangria. The beer could be Mexican beer. I don't know what they're offering. Sangria, I think, is Spanish. But that's all beside the point. It goes down the same way. You said Frida Kahlo. So we all get an opportunity to paint like Frida Kahlo. Is that how this works?
Yeah. So you'll have a pre-drawn canvas, which we've transferred the image to, and you'll get paint and paint brushes and some trivia about Frida and about pop culture in general, how we usually do it. I guide the participants in actual brush techniques, and we paint a version of Frida that is not one of her paintings, although most of her paintings are self-portraits. This particular one, she wouldn't have painted because it's minus her eyes. So we did kind of an abstract version of one of her paintings that emphasizes one of her most famous features, and that's her eyebrows. So it's a really fun painting and pretty easy for people to adopt.
Oh, no, 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 no. So if you paint like I do, so you know paint by the numbers? I can't even do that. I don't know why. So I'm not a lot of things, but I'm not artistic. So even for someone like me that can barely handle a paintbrush and you look at them and Cheryl, you look and you probably, ha, 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 oh, that person can't do a thing. Even for those people like me, can they participate and actually have a painting that ends up looking like you're describing, like it's supposed to?
Yeah, actually, I designed the painting for beginners. So it's actually a multimedia painting. It's acrylic paint, and we're going to be using silk flowers for her very famous crown of flowers on her hair. And then we're going to be using not only paintbrushes, but we're using cotton balls and Q-tips. And if you go to our website, studio928.net, you'll be able to see some previous paintings of people who have successfully painted with us. And yeah, they walk away with a successful painting. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. We'll give that website again. Let's back up a little bit. For those who don't know about Frida Kahlo or Diego Rivera, for that matter, can you tell us a little bit? I mean, if you're from Mexico, you probably know, because Kahlo there is an artistic icon, but in the United States, maybe not so much. So can you explain?
Yeah, you know, when you asked me to do this interview, I was trying to remember when was the first time I discovered Frida, and I can't remember. I don't remember a time when I didn't know about her, but I kind of pinpointed it back to 2002, maybe, because I pinpointed it with this time period because I've been to Mexico a dozen times and never been to the Kahlo Museum.
Oh, you got to go. I have.
I know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I know.
You know, and there's so much about her that is actually so sad. Now, this is Cinco de Mayo, and I don't want to be sad. I want to celebrate. And you can celebrate with her art, but boy, a lot of it is kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's painful. So she had polio at the age of 6, and then at 18 was in a horrendous trolley car accident where she was impaled and just had to go through these terrible surgeries. So she spent a lot of time with herself. So she became her foremost subject. And what did she do? Well, she painted about the pain she was experiencing in such a graphic and stimulating way that people could actually feel what she was going through. I mean, it was a daily battle that she experienced with pain. And it was also a way for her to express herself, you know, the confinement she was feeling and the frustration she was feeling with her lover, Diego Rivera, is what she painted about. Because she lived in an era where women used to be, you know, put in institutions when they expressed how frustrating they felt. So she was doing it by expressing herself with art. And I think it speaks to a lot of people in today's world. And that's why she's so popular today.
What do you mean by that?
That people find that it's difficult to express pain. It's difficult to talk about it. It's difficult to describe. But when you actually paint it, it's easier for people to see how the frustration of being in that much pain can impact a person through art.
And it wasn't only physical pain that she apparently was in. It was mental anguish that she suffered, too. And her on and off relationship with Diego Rivera was interesting, fascinating to hear about. Diego Rivera, for those who don't know, was who?
A muralist, a famous Mexican muralist who Frida pursued actively at the age of 18. And he was in his 40s, I think. And yeah, they had an on again, off again relationship. They were married at one point. They got divorced. They remarried again. And Diego was a famous womanizer and had many, many affairs. And so to combat that pain, she sought out affairs as well.
Now, was she one of those, and I don't know the answer to this, I don't recall, was she one of those artists that had to die first before she became famous?
No, I think she experienced some recognition while she was alive. You know, she made a trip to the United States when she was just 23 years old. And on the tails of Diego Rivera, on the coattails of Diego Rivera. But she was lauded in her own right because of all things her fashion. You know, she wore the clothing of the women in the mountains of Mexico as not only a way to express herself in a fashion sense, but also to hide her disabilities, her limping from the polio, and then the corset that she used to have to wear to keep her back and spine straight from the accident. And then, and I think it was 1939 or so, Edward G. Robinson bought 4 of her paintings. So at that point, she felt like she had kind of made it. And I think she had an exhibit in the United States shortly after that. So, yeah, she didn't experience the type of fame she has today. But she did feel some recognition from her contemporaries and feel successful as an artist, I think.
Now, this won't have to happen at your event. I mean, people who are going to paint, they're not going to have to die first before anyone notices their paintings, I hope.
No, we're very positive about encouraging people to continue. And it's a very light atmosphere. There's no right or wrong. I encourage people to express themselves however they like. If we're using red and white to make pink and they want to add some blue to that, that's totally okay. Our specialty is actually virtual painting. We paint 100% virtually these days of the pandemic. So most of our teams, our corporate team or painters, our corporate teams and small groups. And yeah, we have to communicate that ability that anyone can succeed as a painter virtually. So if we can do that virtually, we can definitely do it in person.
And you get beer or sangria as part of the deal?
You get beer or sangria as part of the deal. Yeah, so I thought you mentioned that you might have that information on your website. So, yeah, people can link to us there through the Facebook event. And we have 8 seats open. So if you're thinking about visiting with us on Cinco de Mayo, you'll definitely want to reserve a table for 4 or a table for 6.
All right, so how do people go about doing that? It's not on my website. It's your website, and that, again, is what?
It's studio928.net. If you click on events, there'll be an Frida event there. But also it's available through Facebook events, through our Studio 928 Facebook page. But, yeah, we have tables of 6. I think we have 1 table of 6 available and 1 table of 2, okay. Or we have total of 8 seats available.
All right.
And you can
and
do
this,
that just by clicking on that link. Thank you for the plug.
No, happy to do it. And this event is in person. Where at?
At Oak Park Brewing Company in Oak Park, Illinois.
All right, so that's where the beer comes in, I imagine. Oak Park.
That's where the beer comes in. Yes, it is a brewery, and Jim Cozen, who's the owner, he does brew his own local micro beers there. So it's always a very fun place, and you can ask him about beer, and he's got a story to tell you.
All right, and you'll be there to tell stories about Frida Kahlo if people want to hear them.
And I will be there to tell stories about Frida Kahlo and have trivia, and you'll have a wonderful time.
I'm sure people will. It'll be nice just to get out to be anywhere. Also, not a bad idea for Mother's Day if mom likes beer and or sangria and wants to play Frida Kahlo, right?
Yeah. Actually, we do have a Mother's Day event coming up, and it's going to be May 9th. It's a virtual event, and actually we're painting the lady in red for May 9th. So that's available on our website as well.
All right. You can do it only, I believe, if you're not colorblind. Studio928.net. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Steve.